from the Triple M studios.
God, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show. Triple M.
Top six at six.
Best one of the week.
Yeah.
It was. Excellent. Excellent. Here we go. Top six at six for a Friday morning at the end of a long week. Coming in at number one. After more than 60 years in the industry, Steve Martin announces plans to retire after Only Murders in the Building Wraps, which is the show he makes with Martin Short.
And Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez. I'm watching the second season.
Is it very good? I've heard
that. Excellent.
Yeah,
I haven't seen any of it.
I highly recommend it.
He said that, you know, what's the point? You know, this has been such a big show for him.
Yeah.
That he's like, and he's in his late 70s, I think.
Oh, he would be. What a career.
What a career.
Mm. It'd be satisfying having something in the twilight of your career that really takes off.
Well, and stand-up comedians look at guys like Steve Martin, who used to wander out onto the set of Letterman and before that Carson and just, you know, set the bar.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, he was the guy. For a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then he got a bit wacky with his banjo and stuff. But anyway, that's a separate issue.
Banjo?
60 years in the industry, though.
60 years. Phenomenal.
Well done.
He came out here and did a show years ago with Shane Bourne.
Oh.
At the Malt House.
Must have been in the 90s.
It was. Because I was hanging around Bourne a bit in those days. We were working on something else. And he reckons he was a lovely man.
Yeah, right. That's good to hear.
Coming in at number two, Premier Dan Andrews has made an awkward gaffe while posting a tweet announcing a state memorial service for Olivia Newton-John that misspelled her name as Newtown John.
Oh, that's
unfortunate. I wonder if Dan actually puts those out or whether it's someone in
his press office.
Yeah, surely not.
God, you'd drag them over the coals, wouldn't you? Mm. Yeah. One thing to do.
Yeah. You want to get that right.
Yeah.
Get a name right.
You know the lady that just passed away who was an icon in Australia? Could you spell her name right?
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah. Christ almighty. Number three, veteran broadcaster John Mangos is charged with mid-range drink driving after blowing twice the legal limit. People will remember John Mangos. He used to work on the desk with Graham Kennedy in Melbourne Tonight.
That's right, yeah.
He's had a very storied career, John, but
it's been around for a long
time.
The
allegation is mid-range. I think this is his third tilt at it.
Mm-hmm.
John, stop driving drunk.
Yeah.
If that's indeed what you're doing.
Walk
Let's be clear about that.
Yeah.
But, John, stop driving drunk.
Become an Uber guy.
Get an Uber.
Get an Uber, John.
Or just walk.
You know? Two times the limit. Oh, the lights just went out.
Or in darkness.
Whenever Matthew comes in, something goes wrong.
Oh, wow.
No, it's not true.
It is true.
I feel like I'm in a nightclub now.
Now, this is unbelievable.
This is weird.
And I'm sure we're going to talk about this, William. Coming in at number four, Patrick Cripps, free to play after Carlton's appeal against a two-match ban succeeds.
I'm at a complete and utter loss.
I think you're not alone.
It's bizarre.
I think everyone who isn't a Carlton fan
I'm a Carlton fan and I find this bizarre.
Just don't understand how this has happened.
Do you think they would have appealed if we were in a different stage of the season?
Probably. It would. It's had impact, I think.
Yeah.
Because they're desperate.
Yes.
They're desperate for the next 2 weeks.
But I don't have an issue with the appeal other than that there's no repercussions if the appeal doesn't work.
Yeah.
I think that should be brought back in.
Mm.
I cannot believe that it's been upheld.
It's a legal technicality. The Carlton outlawed the AFL last night. That's what's happened.
Well, how dare the AFL be outlawed?
Yeah.
By Carlton, of all people.
Hey.
Number five, Ellen DeGeneres has reacted to ex-girlfriend Anne Hesh's health amid her reported 140-kilometre-hour collision last week.
Hey, Ellen, how are you, darling? Have you spoken to Anne Hesh at all since her accident?
Have not.
Do you want to...
We're not in touch with each other, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, do you want to send her any well wishes?
Sure. I don't want anyone to be hurt.
Yeah, it's quite a dangerous accident that happened, wasn't it?
Sure was.
Thank you, Ellen.
Wow, there's not a lot going on there, is there?
No, and that is Ellen, unfortunately, by all reports.
No one wants to answer questions in that format.
No, but you could give it a bit of its awful news and thoughts to Anne and her family and friends.
That's all she needed to say.
That's all she needed to say, but she hasn't got that in her, Ellen, by all reports. One of the great biarches.
It's quite chilly as a response.
She's a nightmare.
She's awful.
And I'm not going into the reasons why. Number six, a car thief who tried to evade police by hiding inside a teddy bear has been sentenced.
Oh, no.
To porridge. DC liked it. He got it.
Top six at six.
What's on the back page? Time for your sporting news now. For 4 and 20, Australia's original fan food. We've been there for it all.
4 and 20 this weekend at the footy.
I'm going to the footy tomorrow.
Are you?
Melbourne Carlton.
Are you?
Yes.
Huge game.
Is your mate going with you?
Yes.
Yes.
We're going together.
Excellent.
He's the member.
Oh, he's an MCC member, is he?
No.
Oh, he's a member of the
Demons. He's a member of the Demons.
Yeah, right.
I'm not a Carlton member.
Well, have some 4 and 20s when you're there, Lozza.
I will.
Yeah. Have a pie for sure.
Maybe a sausage roll.
Yes, get one of those ones that's got stuff in it.
Mm.
Any trivia? Any pie facts?
Trivia, yes. According to a survey, more than a third of people admit to eating a pie in bed.
A third?
A third, yes.
Seems low to me.
Two-thirds are lying.
Like, in their life, they've had a pie in bed.
In bed, yeah.
I would have had
once.
40 pies in bed.
Would you?
Over my life.
I don't think I've ever had it last week. I've never had a pie in bed. I had a party pie night in bed. Oh, wow.
Just sat up on the European pillows.
I should do that this weekend. I've never done it.
European pillows.
Troy, you're not having a pie
you,
in bed
you
this
You probably
week.
Have when you've been sleeping.
Yeah, you might have had a sleeping pie.
Yes, that's true. Ooh.
Footy news, a sensation. Sensational backflip by the AFL Appeals Board. The two-match ban overturned for Patrick Cripps. He is free to play the next two home and away games in a stunning result.
So two was knocked down to one.
No, two was just knocked down to zero.
No, but didn't they appeal the two?
They originally
was down
appealed.
To one.
No, it was,
no,
it
so
was
it was stayed
upheld.
At two,
yeah.
Upheld, and now knocked down to zero. Yeah. And what is this legal technicality?
It's very confusing. So there's a suggestion that the original sentencing didn't actually asked Patrick Cripps if he had bumped Callum Archie, and then he was sentenced as getting into position where he wanted to bump, but it was never actually on the record. And I think that was what Carlton's legal team drilled into. But anyway, it's very confusing, but all of a sudden it's now a legal action, apparently, what he's done to Callum Archie, who isn't playing this weekend, it should be noted, because he's got concussion symptoms.
And he's got protocols that he has to sort of sit out the game.
A four-and-a-half-hour hearing.
Four and a half hours for them to say no one asked him if he bumped.
It was 10:30 p.m. that the result came in.
Before the hearing began,
Cripps was actually named in the side to take on Melbourne, so Carlton were quietly confident that they would get the result they wanted. They named him in the side to play this weekend. And the chairman, Murray Kellum, said the video confirmed the statement expressed in the ruling that both players had eyes for the ball and both players contested the ball. The video did not reveal a bump. Rather, it set out a contest for the ball that resulted in a collision.
Do you mean Callum Murray?
Murray Kellum. It's Callum Murray reversed. At one point, actually, Kellum couldn't find the cursor on his laptop for over 2 minutes to turn his camera off, so he just closed the lid of his laptop and that delayed the hearing.
Murray.
What a simple man.
Wow.
So Cripps is free to play. I'm at a loss. I don't know what to say.
I mean, what do you say? I mean, this sort of legalese and back and forth between the AFL and Carlton, and a guy who, you know, universally has been considered to have knocked a bloke out.
A lot of fans think it was the right decision for him to be free to play. They think
Carlton
it was a,
fans?
No, I think fans across the board.
Do you think so?
That prefer tough, hard footy. He was going for the footy. He's a bigger bloke. But I don't know. Once you leave the ground and a guy is concussed, they've got to set a precedent here because they're...
Well, they have set a precedent. They've let him off.
There are class actions from former players about concussion that it's
ludicrous.
The biggest issue the AFL faces.
And going to be the biggest issue going forward.
Yeah, it's stunning.
It's amazing. So mind-boggling.
Carlton will name Patrick Cripps to play Melbourne on Saturday night. They have also swung the axe. Will Setterfield, Paddy Dow and Tom De Koning all omitted from the side.
Okay.
Mark Pitnett returns for the Melbourne game. For the Cats, Patrick Dangerfield, Joel Selwood, Gary Rowan and Mark Blixarve all return.
Mm.
Mitch Duncan and Isaac Smith have been managed. And for North Melbourne, this is a really strange one.
Mm.
Jason Horne-Francis, of course, the number one draft pick.
Mm.
He was set to play his first game in his home state of South Australia. They haven't played there yet this season, in his debut season. And he has been omitted from the side.
Yeah, they've omitted Greenwood as well, who was playing pretty good footy.
Mm.
I don't know why they've done that. There's a feeling, I read a quote yesterday from Lee Adams saying that he feels like the club's been playing him in the wrong position.
Yeah.
But I don't know why that means you omit him.
Which is fair enough, but maybe play him in the right position. What have you got to lose?
Well, you've moved him around a lot. And if you've got a kid teetering over whether or not he wants to stay at the club, I wouldn't be leaving him out of the team.
Especially when he can play his first game in front of his friends and family.
Yeah, it's a strange
bizarre
choice. But is there anything not strange about the year that North Melbourne's had? It wouldn't surprise me if Ben Amafio was behind this decision. Wouldn't surprise me at all if Ben Amafio was in this up to his balls. Balls of Mafia, we should call him.
We're going to shift to actually a very sad story that in the NRL world, the rugby league world is in mourning after the sudden death of Paul Green at 49 years old in his Brisbane home yesterday morning.
Terrible.
Woeful.
Today we are devastated, the family said in a statement. We have lost a devoted husband, loving father, a wonderful brother and son, and we cannot find the words that will come close to expressing our feelings. And they thanked for the support, but it's just a very, very
sad
story. Well,
look, I'm only reading everything that everyone else is reading, but it seems as though Paul Green himself was travelling well in life, and this is often the case with people that take their own life, is that nobody around them knows what's going on, and it does seem as though this may be one of those situations.
Yeah.
Whatever was going on for Paul.
Private battle.
Private battle, and clearly, you know, you don't want to see it, but you see it so often now, and... You know, I would just say to anyone, and I would mean this from purely a heartfelt position, if you are struggling, start with your GP.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Just make an appointment with your GP if you're listening to this now and you are having a difficult time and you just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Make an appointment with your GP.
Yeah.
And just go to the appointment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just... If you only talk to one person about it, it might be worth starting there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing how much just talking about it can help.
Mm. Also, Lifeline as well on 13 11 14.
Absolutely.
Is a great resource as well.
Look, you don't have to go through this sort of stuff alone. And you know, Paul Green has done that, obviously. And this is where we're at. And unfortunately, where Paul's family are at. Awful story.
Yeah.
But we see so much of it now that it's sort of like you just don't know what to do about it.
Mm. Yeah.
But, you know. Try to put yourself in a position where at least you know you're trying to get help.
Yeah. A decorated playing and coaching career for Paul Green. Delivered the Cowboys their first ever premiership as coach in 2015.
And a good footballer in his own right. Played a bit of Origin.
Yeah.
Went through that awful ARL, NRL, Super League thing. Played for Australia through that period.
Yeah. There was a tribute for Paul Green last night at the game between the Storm and the Panthers. Pivoting to the result. The Storm got up 16-0. It was a Cameron Munster masterclass.
Yep.
Brandon Smith repaid the faith with a stunning solo try that led to the win and guarantees top four at the end of the round for the Storm. Three more rounds remaining in the NRL for the Storm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.